Harry Belafonte. You do not want to miss the conversation. He goes in on the King Center, breaks down who profits from the civil rights movement, and also talks about his amazing, amazing life. And so you don't want to miss that.
You gave us a little taste of that last Sunday.
Yes, really we did. Start, yeah. Yes, we did. And he cut right to the point when he was talking about moral clarity. So Harry's the man. So look forward to that. 11 a.m. Eastern this Sunday on TV One. All right, folks. Sybil sent this email to me. I didn't know if it was real or not, so I didn't open it. and it's amazing. I'm just kidding. No. How these hackers, man, have just gone crazy with some of these emails where you really think it's a company that you actually do business with. And so we had to call digital lifestyle expert. You know, see him on as a contributor on the Today Show, HLN and the CNN. My man, Mario Armstrong. Hey, Mario.
What's going on, family? What's going on, Roland, Sybil, and Tom? Good. How's everybody?
We got to protect ourselves here. Now, these guys have gotten real slick with these emails from banks, from airlines and stuff like that. It used to be they used fake email names or whatever. Now, literally, it seems like the exact same email from the company.
Right. It looks so personalized. It looks so good. And that's one of the things that caught Sybil's attention, too, was like it had the logo. It looked just like the stationery. It looks just like the legitimate site. And that's why all it takes is a small percentage of folks to click on those links for this thing to keep on happening. So it's not like a lot of people are falling for this, but enough, millions of people are falling for this. And when you click on these links inside of these emails, you end up typing in your username or some other private information that they can use against you to start an identity theft on you.
So how are companies down, they'll reach out to you? Because, for instance, I mean, I fly a lot, and all of a sudden, I'm looking at these U.S. Airways things saying, Roland, you know, here's your flight out of Washington, D.C., and I'm going, I know I'm leaving on that
day. Right, I am flying, right.
I mean, seriously. And so I had to pause for a second. So how does someone protect themselves when it's coming from your bank or it's coming from PayPal or it's coming from UPS
and you have a package? Right, that's right. It could be UPS, could be Amazon, could be all these places that you may shop with online or do some type of transaction with. It could even be government agencies acting like they're trying to help you out. And they look very legit. So you first and foremost, when you receive an email that's asking for any update to your personal information, whether it's your username, your password, even if it's saying, we're looking out for you, we want to make sure you're covered, click on this link to make sure you're good to go, don't do it. None of the banks do that. None of the airlines do that. What they will do, though, is they will have that information up on their website. So if you really want to go and check out and see if something's legit, just go open up a browser, open up your web browser, Internet Explorer, whatever, and type in the web address of that organization or of that company. Mm.
That's good advice.
Also, that one piece, I saw it yesterday. Apple, it used to be people, as we used to say, they didn't get viruses. They were so perfect. But there's been a major virus going around that has been infecting Apple computers.
Yeah, because, you know, the bottom line is no one is can escape the fact that hackers want to create viruses. Look, we can't rationalize why people want to do it, except for those that want to do criminal activities to try to get information that they can then use against you and open up bank accounts, open up new lines of credit, and stuff like that under your name. But when you talk about hacking, Apple was something, and viruses, Apple was immune from it for a long time because there weren't enough Apple products really out there for people to want to attack. And that's why PCs and Microsoft and all of them had to be more upfront and more aggressive about protecting their computers. Now we're finding that many more people have Apple viruses, and this Trojan virus is a rude awakening for a lot of Mac users that are like, wait a minute, I never had to have antivirus software on my computer before. So for folks, look, the bottom line is you need to protect your systems, and I want to make sure that people are aware that this stuff isn't tricky. I put together some tips on my website, in case we're moving too fast for folks, at MarioArmstrong.com. They're right there. It says Tom Joyner Morning Show Tips right there, because people got to protect their data. Look, man, these insurance companies, these banks, all these people are starting to dictate what your reputation is by what you look like online.
Now, y'all, look, it's legit to go to his site, so trust him. I'm just letting y'all know. MarioArmstrong.com.
Yeah, no
Mario,
trick.
We appreciate it, man. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
All right, Mario, good job.
Protect yourself.
All right, Roland, have a good Easter weekend. Here's Jim.